بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. عشق کا اے دوستو ہم سب کا یہ معیار ہو، عشق کا اے دوستو ہم سب کا یہ معیار ہو، متبع سنت ہو اور بدعت سے بھی بیزار ہو، عشق کا اے دوستو ہم سب کا یہ معیار ہو، اتباع سنت نبوی سے دل سرشار ہو، اتباع سنت نبوی سے دل سرشار ہو، نور تقویٰ سے سراپا، نور تقویٰ سے سراپا حامل انوار ہو، نور تقویٰ سے سراپا حامل انوار ہو، متبع سنت ہو اور بدعت سے بھی بیزار ہو، عشق کا اے دوستو ہم سب کا یہ معیار ہو، عاشق کامل کی بس ہے یہ علامت کاملا، عاشق کامل کی بس ہے یہ علامت کاملا، جان فدا کرنے کو ہر دم، جان فدا کرنے کو ہر دم سر بکف تیار ہو، جان فدا کرنے کو ہر دم سر بکف تیار ہو، عشق سنت کی علامت ہر نفس سے ہو عیاں، عشق سنت کی علامت ہر نفس سے ہو عیاں، خواہ وہ رفتار ہو، خواہ وہ رفتار ہو، گفتار ہو کردار ہو، خواہ وہ رفتار ہو گفتار ہو کردار ہو،
نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد. Those of you who were here on the 21st night, so you would be aware that we had discussed at length the first part of this poetry. This is the kalam of Hazrat Arif Billah Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahab Damat Barakatuhum, my Shaykh and Murshid, and also the Shaykh and Murshid of Maulana Mustafa Kamil Sahab Damat Barakatuhum, who is reading it and reciting it. I explained to you that the kalam and the poetry of those who are Ahlullah, those who have got love of Allah Ta'ala in their hearts, those who are drowning in the ocean of the ishq of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, so then their poetry is not the poetry of Layla Majnoon. It's not the poetry that we read of Shakespeare or anybody else. So much so that it is not even the poetry of whom we term as the khushk mullah. Khushk mullah means dry worshipping maulvi. It's not that kind of a kalam. Although the kalam of such people may also be right and correct and having good meaning, but it does not have that impact and that effect that the kalam and the words of those who have got their hearts filled with Allah Ta'ala's muhabbat and ishq and love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has. As you have heard many times, that their hearts are filled with nur. So what happens is that when they compose this poetry, when they speak, when they talk, then the words that are coming out from the heart. They are not there just to thrill people. It's not there just for a flowery speech. It's not there for some kind of oratory over which you just want some kind of wah-wah. But before we make wah-wah, here we must make ah-ah, somebody has been blocked. 3, 2, 6, 7, 5, 2. So don't increase that person ah, rather go and remove your car quickly. 3, 2, 6, 7, 5, 2. So the words that come out are coming out from their heart in the capsule of Noor. Because the heart is filled with Noor. The word and the kalam is coming out from the heart. So it's coming out through the mouth. So the movement of the lips are shaping it into different size capsules. How we have different sizes and different shapes of capsules. So like that, when the words are coming out, it is the lips that shape those words. So it is coming out in the capsule of Noor. And then it goes through our ears and back into the heart. And changes people's lives. Even if the person does not change immediately, the kalam of those who are pious and righteous, they don't go without effect. They are like the planting of the seed in the ground. The person who listens to it with an open mind, unbiased, unprejudiced, without doubts. If we have a lot of doubts about the speaker and that Arif Billah and that Shaykh Kamil or that great Alim and Wali of Allah Ta'ala, then it's not going to have effect. Abu Jahl, he saw Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam so many times. But it had no impact and effect on his heart. Why? Because he had jealousy, he had malice, he had hatred. So therefore, he is seeing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is listening to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is visiting Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is visiting him so many times. So nobody's heart could have had more Noor than one who was Sarapa Noor. There was nothing but Noor in Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's life. And every word that came out, there was so much of Noor that up till now, when we read Hadith Sharif, those people who have got hearts, we will say everyone has got a heart. So I'm talking about those people who have hearts with the love of Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then up till now, they get that Noor in those words of Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam, just as we get Noor in the Kalam of Allah Tabaraka Wa Ta'ala. Some people were blessed with even that kind of karamat, that they were completely illiterate. There are many stories of such people, that they did not know very much about the Arabic language. But because of their piety and their taqwa, if a person had to read ayats of the Quran Sharif, then he will say that this is Quran Sharif. And if he reads Hadith Sharif without knowing Arabic, but if you read it in the same style as you are reading Quran Sharif, they would have said in these words is the Noor of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, it's Hadith Sharif. So whose heart could have had more Noor and more light than that of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam? So the words which were coming out from Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's Mubarak mouth, what kind of impact it had on Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, the Khulafa'i Rashideen, and all the other Sahaba Ikram. But on Abu Jahl, Abu Lahab and these people, it had no impact. So therefore, even in the majalis of those people who are pious and righteous, if we don't get any kind of effect on our hearts, so that could be sometimes due to a lot of doubts that we have. So first we must unclog our sinuses. No matter what kind of fragrance there is in the air, but our hearts will not be able to imbibe. Our nostrils will not be able to smell that fragrance if our sinuses are clogged. First we have to unclog those sinuses. So in the same way, first we have to unclog our sinuses if we want to appreciate the poetry of this Arif Billah. and then listen. So then what will happen is that the seed will be planted even if that person does not want to make amal, for his, because he's got some weakness, some shortcoming. Nafs and shaitan have become dominant in his life. He is trapped in the webs, all kinds of webs he is trapped. In those days when we used to say web, then we used to think of spider's web. But now there's lots of webs on the internet. So he's trapped on different kinds of webs, or he's trapped in different kinds of nets. Before we used to think of fishnet. But now there's lots of other nets. There's M net, there's East net, there's West net, there's Shaitan's net, all kinds of nets. So if this person is trapped on, in some net and he can't seem to come out, then too, if he listens with an open mind, then it is like the planting of that seed in the ground. Because it is a kalam of an Arif Billah. So that seed will be planted. If not today, tomorrow, if not today, 5 years later, 10 years later, you will see the effects of that. And this person will not even realize that this effect which I am seeing today is actually the effect of that seed which was planted then. If you go to a garage and you say, fill up petrol. You say, how much is a full tank? You say, how much have you got in your tank? You say, nothing, empty. I was towed here to the garage. Nothing, not even a drop in the tank. So it says, okay. And then it starts filling up. Now when it starts filling up, after some time, he says it's full. He says, tank is full, cannot take any more. So when did it get full? Is it the last drop that filled it? If it had not been for the first drop, would the last drop have filled the tank? If it was not for the first drop in the tank, would the last drop have filled the tank? So it was really, that was the beginning. That first drop was the beginning of the filling up of the tank, subhanAllah. So we should not lose hope. Let that seed be planted. And then of course we should nurture it, water it, care for it, look after it, remove the weeds and everything else that may destroy it. Stay away or keep it away from the creatures and insects. Protect it from the snow, from the rain, from the storm, then those crops will grow. So the seed is planted then. So the capsule of Noor that came out, it went through our hearts, goes into our heart. Came through the, out from their hearts, through our ears, into the heart. And that is what afterwards, if we have to keep on filling and filling and filling, as long as we don't puncture the tank, because if the person had the tank filled up, and then from a distance somebody takes a gun and fires a bullet and makes a hole in the tank, then what's going to happen? Will the tank remain filled? Drop by drop, drop by drop, the tank will be empty again. Nothing will be left inside there. So we have to make sure that nobody fires a bullet at the tank. The petrol does not leak out. So we have to be careful. The shaitan and nafs do not fire bullets. So then it will start filling up, filling up, filling up, until the time will come when the person will really experience a fill up of his heart. The person will really feel a kind of tajalli in his heart. One great wali of Allah, Ta'ala Mujaddidi Millat Rahmatullah Alayhi, was asked that when a person becomes sahib in nisbat, then does he know that he is sahib in nisbat? And now he's got that connection with Allah. Can his heart experience that fulfillment? So he said, when you became baligh, did you have to ask people? Or did you come to know yourself that now you became baligh? That person is becoming baligh in his physical body. And here he is becoming baligh in his spiritual body. So if he can sense and feel the physical bulugh and maturity, then cannot he feel the spiritual maturity? After becoming physically mature, the person's talk is changing, his voice is changing, his walk is changing, everything is changing. So like that, this person, when he becomes spiritually mature, then his talk, his walk, everything will change. So what we were discussing was that ishq ka ai dosto sab ka ye mayar ho muttabe sunnat ho aur bidat se bhi bezar ho. We discussed that at length the other night. That is the sign that this person is an ashiq of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is an ashiq of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. If he is an ashiq of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then he will be muttabe of sunnat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And if he is muttabe of sunnat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, then he is the beloved of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That is the system. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is told to announce that if you love Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then follow me. Then Allah Ta'ala will love you. So to become the beloved of Allah Ta'ala, to become that sahib-e-nisbat that we're talking about, then there has to be ittiba of sunnah. Ittiba of sunnah. Without that, the person cannot become sahib-e-nisbat, he cannot become the beloved of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, he cannot become a waliullah. اتباعِ سنتِ نبوی سے دل سرشار ہو صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, نورِ تقویٰ سے سراپا حاملِ انوار ہو. Their heart must be carrying the نور of تقویٰ. تقویٰ has got a نور. Just as at present with the lights being on, we say there's نور, there's light here. So تقویٰ also has got a نور. And this person who is متبع of سنت, he is following the نبی علیہ الصلاة والسلام step by step. So then he will become hamil anwar. His heart will become hamil of the anwar. He is going to carry that noor now. Every sunnah has got noor. Zikr has got noor. Tilawat has got noor. Charities have got noor. Fasting has got noor. Zakat has got noor. Every good deed, caring for the poor and needy, is this noor. Now if the person is making tibaw, that he's doing it in the way and manner shown by Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, then the heart, how much will fill up inside there. Barbaad muhabbat ko na barbaad karenge, mere dil na shaad ko shaad karenge. That person who has shattered his heart in the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that he says, my Allah is displeased with this action of mine, so I'm not going to go anywhere near it, no matter how much taqaza and demand my nafs makes. So his heart becomes shattered because others are enjoying themselves, others are dancing and singing and music and girlfriends and boyfriends and chit-chats and mix-its and porn sites and everything. Now this young person, he is restraining himself, restraining himself, restraining himself, and everybody making a big fool of him. Look at this Sufi sahab. He's not enjoying life. Everybody coming down on him like a ton of bricks. So at that time his heart is getting shattered, he's sighing, this great sigh in his heart. Sometimes the heart comes up to the throat like how it came for the Sahaba-e-Kiram radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in in the battle of Khandaq and Trench. وَبَلَغَتِ الْقُلُوبُ الْحَنَاجِرِ وَتَزُنُّونَ بِاللَّهِ الزُّنُونَ هُنَالِكَ ابْتُلِيَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَزُلْزِلُوا زِلْزَالًا شَدِيدًا. So that came for them there in that battle, a terrible shake-up. That's the kind of shake-up comes for every ordinary person that is walking in the streets today. That's the kind of shake-up comes in the heart. They had a different kind of shake-up. But the person who is a real muttabi of sunnah and he wants to retain that noor of taqwa in his heart, what kind of faces come on the streets? What kind of temptations at the airports and in the aeroplanes and everywhere that the person is going, in the school and in the colleges. But at that time the person says, my heart can be shattered to smithereens, but I am not going to shatter the hukam and law of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Then you think Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala does not show appreciation for that. That heart of his will now become hamil of tajalliyat, of anwarat. It will become filled with that noor that we cannot even imagine what it brings into that heart. So, barbaad-e muhabbat ko na barbaad karenge. That person who has made barbaad of his heart for the sake of the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, then see how Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala takes him along. He said, this is mine. Allah Ta'ala says, my servant now. Allah Ta'ala calls him my servant. فَدْخُلِي فِي عِبَادِي وَدْخُلِي جَنَّتِي. First enter and meet my servants first, because in the world they were mine. Now if a king has to say, this is mine, he is mine, she is mine, this is mine, that is mine. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala saying that he is mine, she is mine. Ah, we haven't tasted this, therefore we don't know what it is all about. It doesn't mean that Allah walas will be like some kind of creatures from outer space or aliens, that we're going to find them with wings flying in the air and all that, and recognize them. They'll be like us, ordinary human beings. They will laugh, they will joke, they will eat, they will drink, they will marry, they will do everything. But their hearts are not like our hearts. So therefore you say, Noor-e taqwa se sarapa hamile anwaruhu. Noor of taqwa. And then we have to look after this noor of taqwa. The whole month of Ramadan is for the same purpose. But just to go on, Aashiq-e kamil ki bas hai ye alamat-e kamila, jaan fida karne ko har dam sar waqaf tayyar ho. That's the alamat, that's the sign of an Aashiq-e sadiq, a true lover of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. It is as if he has got his head on his head, ready any time, said, take my neck off. In the hukam of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, I'm prepared to give my neck. In other words, I'm prepared to give my life. جان دی ہوئی اسی کی تھی حق تو یہ ہے کہ حق ادا نہ ہوا. جان دی ہوئی اسی کی تھی حق تو یہ ہے کہ حق ادا نہ ہوا. That even if the person gave his life, who had given him that life? The life was given by that same Allah. Now if he gave that life to Allah تبارک و تعالی, he hasn't done justice also. Even if he makes fida of a million lives, and Allah Ta'ala is such that he is not even taking all our lives to. He just wants a little bit of sacrifice. That's all. Fulfill my ahkam and my orders and my commands. And then look at the rewards again in return that Allah Ta'ala gives. There is no real enjoyment where we are. It is all just a mirage. It is just, as I always say, the person who is in a state of coma, or the person who is been given anesthetic, then he is in that state where he doesn't realize what is happening. He doesn't feel any kind of pain. The surgeon does some chipping, chopping, slicing, cutting, like how women folk do with onions and potatoes. They also do with the patients. But they do it for the benefit of the patient. The patient is grateful that you took all these cancerous tissues out. The patient becomes grateful to you that the cancerous tissue you took it out. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that's all he wants. That you must take that little pain, be his, and Allah ta'ala will become ours. Then there is a kind of sukoon that we can't even imagine. The kings don't know of it. Wallah, the kings don't know. The Allah walas that we see, sometimes they sick, they ill, they in operation, they in accidents they meet up, or they went through some other kind of suffering, poverty, their clothes are patches, and they will be living in shacks and huts. But sukoon in their hearts, there's a calmness that radiates in their, when we sit by them. And even if they got everything and is a, in the palace and is a great wali of Allah Ta'ala, he's got plenty of wealth also, he's got good car and good home also, then even in their company we'll find a kind of sukoon. Shahon ke saro par taj gira se dard sa aksar rehta hai. شاہوں کے سروں پر تاج گرا سے درد سا اکثر رہتا ہے اور اہل وفا کے سینوں میں ایک نور کا دریا بہتا ہے اور اہل وفا کے سینوں میں ایک نور کا دریا بہتا ہے. The crowns on the heads of the kings give them a pain and a headache. Which king is in peace today? The heavy, heavy crowns give them headache. All the time they in fear. And the ahle wafa, those who have been faithful and loyal to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, in their hearts ocean of nur flows. Ocean of nur. not one small teaspoon of noor. Ocean. Allah the Ta'ala must bless me and bless you with that. And then we go further. That is where we had stopped the last, on the 21st night. Now I say, Ishq sunnat ki alamat har nafas se ho ayaan. Khaab wo raftar ho, guftar ho, kirdar ho. With every breath of a person, that alamat of sunnat will be clear that this person is an ashik of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This person is an ashik of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. In his kirdar, in his raftar, in his guftar, that means his talk, his walk, his actions, everything must show that this is a slave of Allah Ta'ala. When a person is a slave, these days we don't have slavery, but those days, what was our perception of a slave? When the person said slave, straight away what did we imagine? A person who's tied in chains, is being dragged, is being pulled, and is being pushed, and is being tortured and persecuted, we thought that was a slave. It was Islam that came. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gave the slaves their rights and made the people treat them like decent, good human beings. Now, that is a different chapter. But slavery, that is what was slavery. That a slave had absolutely no rights. Hasan Basri rahmatullahi alayhi purchased one slave. Those days was purchasing and selling of slaves. But that slave was a very, very pious slave. So he asked him, what's your name? He said, whatever you give me my name, that's my name. So where will you sleep? Say, wherever you put me to sleep, I will sleep. What would you like to eat? Say, whatever you give me to eat, I will eat. He said, but don't you have any desire of your own? Say, if I had desires of my own, would I have been a slave? You are the master, I'm your slave. So he freed him. He said, he taught us what a lesson. That we should be slaves like that of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And when we become the slaves of Allah ta'ala, He doesn't tie us with chains and He doesn't make our life miserable and boring. Nothing of that kind. The person enjoys life after that. True enjoyment only comes in the slavery of Allah ta'ala. Therefore Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullahi says, you can tie me with 200 chains, I will break all those chains. Just tie me in only one chain. And that is the chain of the love of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's right. Then there's enjoyment. There's enjoyment in the eating, in the drinking, in everything Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala now will put an enjoyment. Even in difficulties and hardships, it will be like the rose that is blooming in the midst of thorns. The person's heart will become gum-proof, like just as we have waterproof watches. Go with it deep down the ocean and water doesn't go inside. It will be outside, it won't go inside. Like that, this person will suffer natural grief, natural sorrow. His eyes will tear when his father passes away, mother passes away, grandmother passes away, sister, child. Or if he meets up with some accident or something like that, his eyes will tear also. In pain, he will make, and he will sigh and he will cry and he will ask, call the doctor and call the physician and everything he will do. But inside the heart will be with Allah Ta'ala's muhabbat and love. And therefore there will be such sukoon, such sukoon. And I always say this word sukoon itself, if you have to drag it and you say sukoon, the person will go to sleep. He'll get so much sukoon that he'll go to sleep, finish. Just in the word itself. So if the reality of sukoon comes in our hearts, may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala bless me, bless you and ummat with it. All now just read the whole thing and we will go, inshallah, the next time we will continue.
Muttabi sunnat hor bid'at se bhi bezaar ho, ishq ka ae dosto hum sab ka ye mayar ho. عشق سنت کی علامت ہر نفس سے ہو عیاں عشق سنت کی علامت ہر نفس سے ہو عیاں خواہ وہ رفتار ہو، خواہ وہ رفتار ہو، گفتار ہو کردار ہو، خواہ وہ رفتار ہو گفتار ہو کردار ہو، صحبت مرشد سے نسبت تو عطا ہوگی مگر، صحبت مرشد سے نسبت تو عطا ہوگی مگر، اجتناب معصیت ہو، اجتناب معصیت ہو، ذکر کا تکرار ہو، اجتناب معصیت ہو، ذکر کا تکرار ہو.
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. يا رحيم يا كريم يا ستار القيوم غفار الذنوب الله، يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. Oh my beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, Kareem Allah, most forgiving Allah, most loving Allah, most generous, most kind, most compassionate, most beneficent, most merciful Allah. We are extending our begging bowls before you. We are beggars before you, my beloved Allah. In this Mubarak night of the 23rd of this month of Ramadan, my beloved Allah, we are extending our begging bowls before you. You dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners who turn towards you. We are turning towards you, my beloved Allah. We are not bragging about our sins. We are not justifying our sins. We are ashamed of the sins that we have committed in our lives. From the time we became of age, how much of disobedience we have engaged in. But my beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah, you are most forgiving, most merciful. We are turning towards you. Ya Allah, you gave us this Mubarak month so that we may gain forgiveness of our sins. You gave us the fasting of the Mubarak month. You gave us these Mubarak nights so that we may seek forgiveness of our sins, and so that we may seek from your unlimited treasures. My beloved Allah, we are seeking from your unlimited treasures. Hum gunegar hai, siyakar hai, mujrim aur fatwakar hai. We are indeed the most sinful ones on the surface of this earth. But my beloved Allah, we are turning towards you. Change the condition of our hearts. Change the condition of our hearts. ہوا و حرص والا دل بدل دے، میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے، بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے، خدا یا فضل فرما دل بدل دے. او مائی بلاوڈ اللہ، سو مینی ڈیز اینڈ نائٹس پاسڈ، بٹ دی کنڈیشن آف اور ہارٹس ہیون چینجڈ. اور ہارٹس آر سٹل ان اے اسٹیٹ آف نیگلیجنس، ہیڈ لیسنس. مائی رحیم اللہ، we are turning towards you. You dearly love forgiveness. Forgive us, our parents, our wives and children, brothers and sisters, and ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My beloved Allah, those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. Those who are weak, give them strength. We are physically ill, we are spiritually sick. Clean and purify our hearts of malice, of greed, of pride, of arrogance, of envy, of jealousy. Why should we be envious and jealous of others? My beloved Allah, your treasures are unlimited. Those who have no children, bless them with pious children. Those whose children have gone on to drugs and drinks and vices and evils, my beloved Allah, bring them back onto Sirat-e-Mustaqeem. Make them the coolness of the eyes of the parents. My beloved Allah, change their lifestyles, change the direction of life. O my beloved Allah. Those who are on journeys, make them reach the destination safely. Those who are in financial difficulties, bless them with plentiful of halal rizq and remove their difficulties. Those who are in search of marriage partners, bless them with compatible, pious, righteous marriage partners. Those who will be writing examinations, bless them with success in their examinations. Make them assets for our community. Protect them from the fitnas at the universities and colleges and schools. My beloved Allah, bless us with barakat in our homes, in our life, in our time. Make us yours and become ours. We have to leave this world someday. The angel of death is not going to give us any kind of warning. Suddenly he will extract the soul from every part of our body. Jaisi karni vaisi varni. Ah, my beloved Allah. Don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, cinema, theater, porn sites, watching some filth on the television screen, popping drugs in our mouth, a bottle of wine in our hands, or adultery or fornication. How can we be in haram actions when we don't know when the angel of death is going to strike? How many people have lost their lives in cinemas, in discos, in nightclubs, in prostitute quarters, and in other kind of haram actions? My beloved Allah, save us from embarrassment, shame, and disgrace and humiliation. Give us a life of respect and honor. Koi mujhse pooche, main kya mangta hoon, main apne khuda se khuda mangta. Wo ho jaye mera, main ho jaun uska. Yehi raat din mein dua mangta. Ya Allah, bless us with the best of this world and the best of hereafter. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all his life he made duas for us. Bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Bless the ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.